USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Colorado's Supreme Court is ruling that former President Trump should not be allowed on that state's election ballot next year. The court issued the ruling Tuesday on grounds involving Trump's role in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. The decision overturns a previous ruling by a lower court, and this marks the first instance where a state court has agreed that Trump, the leading contender for the Republican presidential nomination, should be disqualified from appearing on state ballots due to a U.S. constitutional provision. The court cites the 14th Amendment, prohibiting individuals involved in, quote, insurrection from holding federal office. The Biden administration is not pleased with a new Texas illegal immigration law.
The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. This development occurs amid a surge of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Correspondent John Schaefer reporting. Google has agreed to pay $700 million to states and consumers in an antitrust settlement. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Google violated federal and state antitrust laws with anti-competitive behavior.
That includes preventing other app stores from being preloaded on Android devices. That means buying off companies who may have launched rival app stores to Google Play Store.
California was among all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands that joined the settlement. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The TSA foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the season. These peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. At the same time, the Biden administration's promising to hold airlines accountable for any delays and cancellations as the holiday travel season ramps up. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said,
"We may see some bad weather impacting travel around Christmas and New Year's. FAA is working closely with airlines to plan for that possibility."
Buttigieg called on airlines to take care of their passengers. There's a new COVID-19 variant raising eyebrows at the CDC and impacting more families this season. It's called JN1 and is expected to become the dominant COVID strain within a week. New polling finds that a significant majority of American voters are against President Biden's response to the Israel-Hamas war. A New York Times Siena poll shows 57% disapprove of Biden's Israel policy. But those who disapprove were also divided. About a third said the U.S. is too supportive of Israel, while just under a third said the U.S. is too supportive of Palestinians. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.